currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
TOTC Limited is a fictional organization that exists to retroactively destroy your childhood. By listening to this disclaimer, you hereby waive your right to sue TOTC Limited in the event that your childhood is irreparably damaged. You also waive your right to party as, if you're partying, you aren't buying our shit. Mr. Piper and Mr. Little's views in no way reflect the views of TOTC Limited. They believe that children are the future. TOTC Limited could care less about the children. As long as they have easy access to their parents' credit card, they're valuable. Buckle up, and let's make some fucking money!
Some crust from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money man, I'll be your money man.
Friends and lovers, welcome to Think of the Children. It's a premiere podcast where we ruin your childhood. My name is Owen Piper.
My name is Jay Little.
And wake up the members of my nation, it's your time to be. There's no chance unless you take one, and it's the time to see the brighter side of every situation. Some things are meant to be, so give me your best and leave the rest to me. The one fucking take. Do you get it? Because it's live.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's a live... It's iCarly. So in the show iCarly, some children have a web show and they live stream it to audiences around the world. Hello, how is everyone doing? Welcome to this, the first ever live episode of Think of the Children. This is going to be a weird one, huh?
It's going to be super weird.
Can we get some people sounding off in chat? Can you all hear us? This is very important. Otherwise, this is going to be a very fucked live stream.
What if I've been silent this whole time? I'm but a ghost.
I'd fuck it, because you are. Oh. I've just now realised I've muted myself. I did all of it perfectly. I did everything perfect, and I realised I didn't unmute my own fucking mic. If that isn't the most Think of the Children thing ever, I'm gonna fucking hell.
Failure.
Can we like do it again? Yeah. Can we try again?
Can we rewind time? I know how to do that.
Can we try again?
Can we get F's in the chats for Owens and our podcast?
Can we get some F's in the chat for my ineptitude? Like, okay, so that was the most, like, buck wild way I've had to do that. And, like, everything worked, I assume, fine until I very badly did the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Think of the Children. It's a premiere podcast. I did this whole good goof about iCarly and everything. It was amazing. And I fucked it up.
You fucked it.
I fucked it very bad. I've just realised that the chat is like not really displaying the way I want it to either, so I'm going to have to fix that. Jay, can you just riff for a second while
I
fix that, please?
I'm riffing. I wish I knew how to play guitar, guys. I'm going to be honest with you. It's something I always wanted to do, but here we are in the modern timeline of, oh man, I was bragging about how well I could like riff on my own like before we started, yeah, and I've just immediately fucking failed.
Okay, I fixed the chat. It's fine. Everything's fine. Welcome to Think of the Children. It's a premiere podcast. We ruin your childhood here. Because you didn't hear it before, I'm Owen Piper. This is Jay.
Hey.
I'm going to do Add Dark Deeds now. Again, I hope this is working. You guys will get to hear the intro on like the... Actually, no, that's it. Fuck it. That was a feature. Because on the VOD that's going to go up in the podcast feed, that will have the real intro on it.
Yeah, the real intro. Not this fake-ass one that we're pretending
that's
to
when
do.
You'll get to listen to that. So yeah, welcome to the stream. Hope we're all doing well. We're going to do our comedy now, and you're all going to be forced to listen to us. This is our first ever live thing, so if it sounds a bit weird, we're sorry. We've never done anything like this ever before, so this will be fun. You also get to hear all the fun things, like my keyboard clicking away when I look up what we did last week.
Yeah.
So Jay, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm all right. I'm having a good time. I'm bobbing up and
that's
down.
Good.
I'm full of so much adrenaline right now, I don't know what to do with myself. I'm fucking... I was going to do woo, but it would have been weird and loud, and no one wants to hear that.
Oh, dude, now my heart's going like a mile a minute.
Yep.
So this will be interesting for us. This will be a fun... I'm not going to do this in chat before. How are you all doing? Because I often ask how Jay is doing, but I never ask how the listeners are doing, and if I do, I don't get a response.
I'm not going to ask how you're doing, because I don't care.
Yeah, Jay doesn't care, because he's a dirty, stinky bastard man.
Dirty money boy.
Oh god, it's been so long since I looked at anything to do with our podcast. This is going to be an interesting. Yep. This is going to be an interesting intro. So Jay.
Yeah, Dad.
Did you call me Dad?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not your father.
Father.
Papa, is that you? okay, so as Dirty Money Boy of our organisation, it is about that time. We're now going to talk about the thing we did last week, you're going to tell us how much money it made. Well, I say last week, it was like start of the month. We made a product called Honey, colon, You Feel Uncomfortable, brackets 2019 experiment. Now, how did that do for us? How much money did that make for us?
See, what's fun is that this is actually refreshing because usually I don't remember what it was.
You remember this one? Because I fucking don't.
I vaguely do. I feel like it... Okay. Because it was... Fuck. It was something to do with... We were remaking a movie, obviously, because it's just Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, but we must have made some kind of... It was probably something to do with drugs. That's not pretty much good.
I don't think it was. I think it was... I don't know what it was. I think it was we were, like, weaponizing our anxieties on...
That was it! Yeah!
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Sounds
vaguely.
Right. I didn't do very well because people don't like that shit.
No.
Yeah.
Why did that? Well, I mean, it was good for us, like, as an experiment.
It was good for us because it was like, haha, now you get it. But like everybody else is like, why would you bestow this curse upon us? And we were like, huh, I guess I don't know. I guess we're just vindictive cunts.
Because we can.
Because we can.
Because we have the technology and the money, and fuck you all.
Yep.
So then, I think that's all the shit. I've realised just how quick it can be if we just fucking do it properly. If we don't fuck around. Like, normally we preamble for 20 minutes about fucking, like, whatever we did that week.
It's honestly almost always just 20 minutes of preamble about what we did, another 20 minutes of D&D talk, and then 30 to 50 minutes of Mass Effect.
And then we hit the record button, and then we start doing the show.
We go on these, like, massive, like, video essay-length discussions about the pros and cons of various video games and, like, constant...
Usually
Mass Effect. And then just the quality drops, and we do this.
And then we do this podcast.
And then we're like, hey, SpongeBob sure was weird, wasn't it? What if we made it weirder? To be fair, SpongeBob is kind of weird.
I've never heard someone so succinctly sum up the shit we do on this podcast before. Like, it's just, this was weird. Anyhow, we're going to get on with our program now. We've got a lot to get through. Hopefully, we're going to run a little bit longer than we would a normal episode, because it's the 50th episode, baby!
Yay!
We did it! We made it all the way here to the end. Well, not the end. That implies that we're finishing it now. We're not. But we've made it to this point. Let's see how much further we can go. So then, if you don't know what we do here, we take the things you remember from childhood, be they movies, TV shows, video games, etc. We pervert them in a grim capitalistic ritual and present their bodies for all the world and advertisers to see and eat the flesh of. And then they give us some money for it. Because that's how capitalism do, baby. We're going to get started then. Jay, I've got what I'm going to... I normally said, do you want to do one? But I've got one for you this week.
Oh my gosh.
It's very good, and like when someone told me, like I was just, this is just from my friend Bella. Thank you, Bella. If you're in the chat, you're not, but if you are, like she was just talking about this. I was like, can I steal this idea? Because I'm desperately in need of some. And she was like, sure. So we're gonna talk a little bit about High School Musical, the popular Disney. I can hear you want to die already. High School Musical is a Disney Channel movie, film, series, franchise, where children sing for a bit.
Children? You mean 30-year-old actors pretending to be 17 sing for a solid 2 hours, and I've never seen it.
That's all children in Hollywood. Have you never seen any of them?
I've never seen any of them. I've seen clips.
You've never seen, like,
I've seen clips
the
of
first
them.
One.
I think I've one's the, called Sharpay. Is that a thing?
One of the women is called Sharpay, and cool. She is the mean girl.
Is she a pen?
A what?
Is she a permanent marker?
That's a Sharpie.
That was the joke.
That was the worst fucking joke. That's it. Podcast is over. Jay just made the worst fucking joke.
Matches the quality of the musical then, doesn't it, lads? The only musical I've ever watched to completion and enjoyed thoroughly is Tenacious D's Pick of Destiny. That's it.
I mean, that was good. I liked the part with the Sasquatch. That was good.
That bit was
Papagenu,
weird.
He's my sassafras. Before this turns into a D&D fan, not a D&D fan cast, a Tenacious D fan cast,
yes.
Fuck me. Let's do this then. So High School Musical, Jay, do you know anything about it?
I know the cast, and I know, isn't it like kind of like Footloose, where there's like a new student who rocks up and then everybody sees
him? Yeah. So,
I've never seen Footloose either, so I don't know why I made that comparison.
It's kind of similar to Footloose now I think about it. There's a guy, his name is Troy. And he rocks up to a new school. I forget the name of the school, but I know the name of the football team is the Wildcats. Or is it the basketball team? It's the something team. The sports team.
It's the golf team.
The name of the golf team is the Wildcats. And they are really good at golf. And all the boys play golf. And all the girls do musical theatre. That's it's very set, defined gender roles.
Yeah, the only two genders are golf and musical theatre.
Golf and musical theatre. There is one man in the musical theatre department. I think his name is Ryan, and he's a gay, so he's allowed to be in there. As we know, no homosexual people play golf.
Yes, none.
This is just not the plot. Yes, it is, Kai.
This is the plot.
This is the new plot. This is the plot of our... Have you never seen the podcast, Kai? This is what we do here.
Have you never seen High School Musical, which this podcast is about? This is a High School Musical podcast where we sing about the golf tournament that they do, in which they do throat singing and achieve transcendence.
Either way.
And then it was a dream all along.
Troy meets a lady named Gabriella, I think, and she... I think they do musical, and Troy wants to do musical, but his dad's a homophobe and thinks if you do musical, you're gay, so come play golf, because his dad's also the golf coach.
Is that an actual plot point?
Yeah, I think.
Oh my god.
His dad's the golf coach.
Oh, that makes more sense.
I'm pretty sure. And he's like, play the golf. No, no, Jay, in a 2006 children's Disney movie, she doesn't say, the man doesn't say, if you don't play golf, you're gay. Unless he does. It's been a long time since
I don't know.
Jelly, it's golf now.
It's fuck golf. It's always golf.
It's always been golf, and that's the one thing we're not changing.
We're in the golf timeline.
This is the golf timeline where it was golf the whole time.
I don't know why, but for some reason, I think combined with what we were talking about before, your like particular avatar and then not really paying attention, I thought when Jelly said basketball, they said bisexual. So that was the sport they're playing.
Okay, so yeah, no, that's what it is.
The sport they play is bisexual, golf.
This is a young man's journey about discovering the fact that he is both a good person at golf and good at sport and good at theatre, which also means he's a bisexual.
Yes.
So that's the new plot.
That's the new plot.
It's really wholesome. It's just really wholesome.
That's not ruining it, though. That's just making a good film.
Yeah, you make a good point. There's a bit in it where there's a really cool like scene where the boy is like dancing around a hallway that's spinning, and everyone knows that scene because it's really good.
I don't.
And he's dancing around a hallway and it's like spinning, and he's in a turmoil. Like, do I love golf or do I love theatre? And it's very artistic. And Troy Bolton, the actor, goes way harder. In that scene than he needs to.
I do love in like any coming of age movie, it's like, I've got to pick between these two things, or just do both.
Just do both.
Like,
just do both.
You know, they're usually on different, they've got to be on different days.
I don't think they are. I think that the big golf tournament and the big High School Musical, they're all like, they're on the same day, which seems like poor planning on the school.
Yeah,
part.
Like what, that, yeah, that is, that's dumb.
That's tremendously dumb planning on the school.
Who
part.
Ran why this school? Schedule, what the shit?
Why would you schedule a big golf game on the same day as your big musical?
Yeah, because no one's going to go to the golf game or the musical because they're both trash.
I'll go to the musical. Musical sounds fun. Like, I'll go watch A Midsummer Night's Dream.
The antagonist makes it so. Oh my god, the antagonist is Betsy DeVos with terrible school planning.
Yes. So, in this version of High School Musical that we're creating, the big bad is the Trump administration. And Betsy DeVos and her terrible planning of American schools.
I feel like the antagonist is probably all right. Am I right in assuming that the antagonist in this is a student, and they petition the school to make it so? In which case, does that mean that this Betsy DeVos is a student in this version?
Oh, okay. So it takes place in the 20s.
Or no. She's still the same age, but because she's so clearly dirt fuck stupid, she just never finished high school, so she's still there.
So she's Christopher Walkening it.
Oh, yes, Sharp, the teens. Infantry commander from the Bernard Cornwell books.
So Betsy DeVos is hello fellow youths-ing it. She's there with her skateboard and her golf club and her theatre hat about how, yeah, no, we should definitely put these on the same day for some reason. Also, a student makes it so. That seems, like, dumb. Surely, like, the administration can say, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah, like...
We're adults, fuck you. I don't care how much money your dad donates to the school or whatever.
Like, I mean, in America, that actually probably would make a difference.
Yeah, probably, actually, yeah. Anyway, so that's High School Musical.
This is like some, like, that, like in any fucking, like, anime or manga, the student council is, like, the fucking be-all, end-all of everything. It's like, no, they wouldn't be. They're like, that character is canonically 15. The fuck is he doing, like, funding for the school for? Why do they have an office?
It's like Kakigurui. It's just like the student council, like, is ultimate, and like there is no principal.
Yeah, one of them has a gun.
Yeah, one.
No one ever talks about that.
What, in Kakigurui or High School Musical?
We don't need to talk about Kakigurui, okay? We don't want to talk about that, but we should talk about how one of the students has a fucking revolver, and she just hangs out with it.
Yeah.
I don't know, if I rocked up in a private school, like, oh yeah, also, your entire fate is decided by gambling, and also, this fucking crazy woman has a revolver, I'd be like, okay, cool, I'm leaving.
Now, okay, here's the thing. I very much like Golf Story the musical, but can we make it Kakigurui the musical? Can we make it so that Troy Bolton has to come in and gamble for his life on death?
But then there's two branches of the school where your fate is either decided by golf...
or musical theatre.
Or musical theatre.
Now, this is very good. So, like, there's a... So, he goes in and is like, ah, yes, well, if you don't perform the monologue flawlessly, Troy Bolton, you'll be shot in the face. And then
you'll be shot in the face, or you'll have to become an actual manservant with no rights.
With no rights at all. So he has to do that, and then he fails, and then he meets Gabriella, and she's really good at the musical. And
but
golf.
You still have to go to other classes, though, and if you fail at those, you also just do badly in general.
Yeah,
why don't I just do that normally? Because we wanted to give the lady is Betsy DeVos, so she has control over the student council, which means she has control over the school.
So Betsy DeVos and Gabrielle from High School Musical go face to face in a golf or high school challenge.
In a musical golf battle that's like in Shonen Jump levels epic, like they're fucking hitting buildings at each other. And it's all done by Studio Trigger.
I'm gonna tee off, and then she just fucking knocks the Empire State Building into the fucking sun with a golf club.
Oh my god.
This is very anime.
Row, row, sing the power. There it is. That's the theme song.
It's amazing. It's so good. I get it. It's like Jiren Lajin. yeah, what you don't realize, listeners, I cut this shit out half the time. So, yeah. Like, this is what the show's like normally. Sorry. Yay. Hate to break it to you. Shall we move on?
I don't know if I want to. I want to live in this universe.
I want to live here. I want to live in the golf.
This is the new best literary universe ever created. Move aside, Middle-earth. We have a golf musical.
I love how our chat for this is mostly just filled with the words, oh no, and no.
Oh no, and no. Oh no, no, you're wrong, and please no.
Please, Christ, no, stop. So, you know, it means we're doing our job properly.
Yes.
Shall we move on? Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's have a quick look.
I've already moved on.
Okay. From what to what?
Wanting to live to not.
Big mood. Have you got any you want, or shall I ask the chat, or
What was the one I came up with before we started?
I still have the tab open, it's fine. But I'm not going to tell you what it is. You got to...
Okay, hang on. Wait. Fuck!
Okay, it was Quest for Camelot.
With Carrie Elwes.
You told us to talk about Quest for Camelot.
Yes.
Popular, I think Warner Brothers... animated film. No, no, Tyro, we do not cut this out. The arguments, we don't cut those out. Those stay in.
The arguments that's like, prove how friends we are.
We're friends. We're just good buddies that definitely aren't...
And then just like in Golf Musical, between Troy and his friend who also plays basketball, they have a big fight. And then they're
golf.
Like, and then, yeah, they play golf and they're like, oh, we were friends all along, the power of friendship. And then they fight Betsy DeVos.
In reality, Jay and I just have blackmail material on each other, so
yes.
We can't, like, yeah... So let's talk about Quest for Camelot. Quest for Camelot is a musical animated fantasy film by Warner Brothers. It's got big names in it.
It really does. It's really weird how there's such big actors in it.
It's got like Cary Elwes and Frank Welker and Eric Idle and Don Rickles and Andrea Kaur and Brian White and other characters on the IMDb page.
Gary Oldman.
Old Garryman. it's a fantasy adventure about, I think, a blind man and a lady who wants to be a knight, and they meet a dragon with two heads.
Yes.
And I have very, very scattered memories of this. Like, I know I watched it. Like, when I was a kid, I used to go to like a youth club after school because my mum worked full time, and they had a load of VHSs of like these Warner Brothers films. And this is one of them that I love very much. You're getting compliments on your phone,
I am,
by the way.
And I know who that is, and I will find you, and I will replicate that photo but with you.
Except,
I remember that. I remember I had it on. Like, I had it on VHS at home, and because I had no friends and I didn't go to youth club yet, I just watched videos repeatedly, so I used to know like that whole film off by heart because I'd watch it like repeatedly. I really liked one of the songs, and I can't remember if it was the Dragon with Two Heads song or the Blind Guy Cary Elwes song.
I liked the Dragon with Two Heads song. It's cool, Neko Neko Star. You're not that late. Don't worry about it. I remember the Two Dragon Head song, and that was really good, and I liked it a lot. And that's literally, I think, the only thing I remember about it. Gonna be honest, Chief. But it was, you know, it was good. It was fine. It bombed at the box office. If that makes you feel better.
It did.
It lost $2 million.
That's a lot of money. That is a lot of money. I wish I had that much money for
you and me, but for a film, that's nothing.
That is true. I do love how when it's like box office bomb. Also, it only lost like a fifth of the billions of dollars we put into it.
Yeah, like basically none of the money. How do you want to ruin this? How are we going to do this?
Okay, well, there's the pretty obvious route, which is just make it as realistic as possible. Where like in the final fight, the blind guy rocks up and he's like, "I'm going to fight," and then is immediately killed by something he can't see.
Yeah, we do that all the time, though. We make it very realistic. Yeah. Time is the thing.
I've also just been wrong about that time we sent Jedward to the Crusades.
Yeah, we did do that. I forgot we did. Can we put Jedward in this? Is that something?
Yeah, but can we? What if we redid it, but with like live action cast?
The dragon is Jedward.
Yes. I mean, sure.
The dragon is Jedward.
I was going to say the original cast, so they're all like now, like, because like Cary Elwes is like 50 years old now. I'd love to see him do all the flips.
He's still like a hot young blind man.
He is still a hot young blind man. In real life.
Yeah. In real life. He's still a hot young blind man. What could we do with, like, you brought this up and I kind of was like, yeah, there's legs to this, but now when I'm looking at it, I'm like, is there though? Is there?
I don't know. Because it's kind of like a really weird film.
It's already really weird, right?
Because it's so like slap. It's like, is it DreamWorks where there's not really a lot of singing, but then there is singing, and then it's like very Disney, and then Gary Oldman's in it for some reason. Gary Oldman's like a cyborg somehow,
which is dope, by the way.
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan's King Arthur, I guess, or he isn't.
Sure, but what can we do to it?
I don't know. I'm gonna be
honest.
See,
chat. This is what you don't.
But
know.
We have additional. We've welcomed these people into our meeting room. We might as well ask their opinion.
Yeah, we conference called them in. So, chat. What do you think?
What do you think we should do?
What do you think? This is brand new, bold new territory for Think of the Children. What do you think? Do our jobs for us.
If these are poor suggestions, I will have you shot by security, which is also our law department, which is a dragon.
That is not a bit.
That's not a bit. I know where some of you live, and I will find you. And by some of you, I mean all of you.
You don't know where all of them live. You don't know where I live. Burn it, keep the original.
No, that's bad.
Bad, already bad.
Shut.
I like where you're at. this is really confrontational energy we have to chat right now. Just burn it.
Cool, Neko missed it. Shot. Come on, bring it. I'm liking this game.
The property we're discussing is Quest for Camelot, the popular Warner Brothers feature animation film. I mean, some things are not a good fit for this show, and I cut it out. Add more cock. Now, here's a dedicated listener that's listened to many episodes of our show. They know just to add more cock. So I'm already into this.
What if this is the sequel to Golf Musical?
We can't just have it all in one like cinematic universe.
Quest for
Cockalot is very, very good. So maybe instead of wanting to be a knight, Cary Elwes just wants to get some good dick.
Camelot is a brothel, and they're going to find it. And it's a story of Cary Elwes on a drunken night out with his weird friends.
Cary Elwes really, really wants to fuck people.
Cary Elwes is like, really, really horny, like openly. Like, there's entire conversations going on, and then he's just like, "I gotta get me some dick." And then, like.
Are you talking about the character or the man?
Both. He's playing himself in this. What are you talking about?
it's a biopic. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's a biopic. It's a bio dick. There you go.
Bio dick. Ooh, that's fun. That sounds like a new Resident Evil enemy. I like that.
Oh my god, it's the bio dick. What the Wesker! Fuck are you talking about, Leon?
Wesker!
Chris! Oh my god, it's the bio dick and it knows my name!
Okay. We're getting off topic. So,
for some reason, I thought Chris Redfield was called Chris Rock. And I just pictured Chris Rock punching a boulder in Resident Evil 5.
Chris Rock is now the new.
I would watch the shit actor. I would play the shit out of Resident Evil if it was Chris Rock.
You're right, I would too.
And in those games, to be fair, everybody hates Chris. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but now he's played by Chris Rock.
Is that the right Chris? I don't know. There's so many Chrises.
And instead of Sheva, we have Rock the Dwayne Johnson. Anyway, Quest for Camelot. So it's the story of how Cary Elwes wants to get some get dick down by Pierce Brosnan.
Yes,
and that's just a very relatable.
That's
story
fair. But who's Gary Oldman playing in this?
Who's Gary Oldman playing? Well, who did he play in the film?
He played.
He was the baddie.
He played Gruber. I think his name was
Gruber. Who's Gruber?
Gruber is the bad guy from Die Hard, but also in this movie, he's a knight.
Fucking hell!
Can we actually make it so that it's just. Like,
he played Ruber, not Gruber.
Is it Ruber?
Yeah, he's a former knight who wants to be the king of Camelot.
What a fucking rube!
and he is the main antagonist of the film. So he's the bad boy.
What a fucking rube.
Yeah, one absolute fucking rube. That wordplay wasn't that funny.
What a fucking rube.
Okay, right, okay. Fucking, holy shit, hang on. Celine Dion did the fucking, did some singing for this movie. Holy
oh
shit.
My God. What is this film?
What is this film? This film had like a $40 million budget. That's fucking shoestring. Like, even by 1998 standards, I don't think that was that much money.
That's crazy.
Like, and they managed to get fucking all these big names in it.
Maybe
so, yeah,
it was just like,
sing-
if you just check, if you just like put the timeline of the film up against like the timeline of the actors, it's just like a massive dip for like all their other prospects. They're like, well, we'll do this. Amazing.
So we're gonna send Carrie Owens on a quest all over England to find Pierce Brosnan and get Dick down by his magic Excalibur dick.
Yes.
And that's very good. I really hope this kind of talk doesn't get me banned on Twitch. It's gonna be awkward if it does.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine, probably.
It'll be fine?
Shall we move on?
Probably should.
Let's do that. I have a suggestion here then from Tyro from our Discord. Thank you, Tyro. He suggests Airplane, the popular 1998 popular 80s movie Airplane.
We were talking about that movie the other day and how fucking crazy it is.
It's a good movie, man.
It's a
I
good
watched it with
movie.
My ex-girlfriend.
It's very funny.
It was a good movie. I really hope you all enjoy hearing my mechanical keyboard clacking in the background. I mean, I don't really cut it out of the show, but
it, Tyro, you know, watched it yesterday.
Tyro's the one that suggested it. So
alright then, Tyro, if you think you're such a fucking big man for watching it yesterday, why don't you do the podcast?
Okay, yeah, Jay's got a very confrontational energy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Our listeners.
I redirect my nervousness to aggression that I cannot back up because most people could snap me into like a toothpick.
Because I am scared.
Because I'm scared and weak.
Here's the thing, right? So Airplane, it's a parody of like disaster movies. And it's like it's like really fun. It's like actually funny. It's like genuinely really funny. Yeah, like surely not that. Even that joke alone is very good. Like it's an actually funny show, unlike what we do where it isn't.
Yep.
So it's like it's so as far as I remember of the plot, the man gets on an airplane, and then bad things happen. Neko Neko Star brings up Spaceballs. We will put a pin in that. We will circle back round to Spaceballs.
Oh, I love Spaceballs.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for the suggestion. How can we ruin Airplane then? So, do you know anything about it?
I've watched it repeatedly. I know that movie like off by heart.
Okay, so that's good. So how do you think we can ruin it? Because I don't want to have to like give a fucking synopsis of Airplane to everyone in the chat that hasn't seen it.
Am I giving a? There, yeah, that's a good point. There is not really a plot. They get on a plane. They fly. The plane is bad. They're ill for the fish, and then Leslie Nielsen's in it, and he's just the best. He like fuck it, they just fly, and it's just full of really bad puns made. It's basically just puns, but like they're all realist, like they're all just like played in reality. It's so dumb.
It's just,
there's also that really weird scene where a 10-year-old girl says, "I like my coffee how I like my men black," and then it's just played completely straight. And there's this kid next to who's like really upset. I'm like, even at the age of 10, I should not have been watching this movie when I was 10. I was like, what the fuck kind of joke is that? That's amazing.
I kind of want to watch Airplane again now.
I want to watch Airplane.
I fucking love this
Airplane's
movie, dude.
And also just the fucking, like, the drinking problem scene. Where he can't, literally, like, the whole joke is he literally cannot drink properly. That's his drinking problem.
It's so funny. But we got to find a way to ruin this. Because, like, the problem is we're trying to ruin one of the greatest comedy films ever.
I know, that's very difficult because...
So, because we're not funny. So how can we... So how can we ruin it,
Because the writing chops that it took to make that film far outweigh our comedy chops to ruin it.
Okay. So, a genuine airport documentary with a lot of dad jokes. See, now that just sounds to me a bit like Come Fly With Me, that terrible sketch show that Matt Lucas and Dave Walliams did out of Little Britain, which also wasn't funny. Which isn't a bad idea, but I feel like it's already like well-trod ground. There's some like very like bad ways we could do this. Like maybe the man, maybe the plane. Make it office style with interviews.
What if it's
also
just like we re-release the movie, but we re-release the original trailer, and then it's actually just a live footage of an actual flight. It's just.
I kind of like that.
It's just nothing. It's literally like there's a camera like at the back that just films the whole thing, and occasionally it switches. Like occasionally someone will unhook it and really awkwardly carry it along and then hook it up to the top, and nothing happens. It's just a standard flight.
Can I take it one step further? Let's just do the original Airplane, but have it all in one static shot at the back of the aeroplane.
Yeah, so you don't actually see anything apart from random lines and that scene where they slap a woman like 20 times.
Yeah. It's like the first like shot of the movie, the first like 30 minutes of the movie where they're not even on the plane, nothing happens. It's just a dark airplane cabin and people are getting like it ready to take off.
Yep.
And then when they're in the airplane, the plot happens, but like you don't see it and you can't hear it because there's no fucking microphone on these cameras. It's CCTV.
Yep.
So you just like see a bit of what's the fucking word? Slapstick comedy, but like you don't have any of like the funny writing chops to punch it up. So it's just a bit shit.
Yep.
I think that could work. and then after the plane lands, everyone claps at the end. Like I don't know if they do that in Airplane, but like that's what they do now.
I hate when people clap in airplanes.
Do people actually do that? I've never seen it happen, but
imagine thinking it's a good idea, right? Just like you're sat in an airplane and you're like, man, I'm glad I didn't die.
Like, what do you get? Like, that's buck wild to me. I don't do that when I get off a train. I don't go, ah, good job, guys. We didn't kill ourselves on this train.
You know, I'm going to start like thanking the fucking bus driver, like profusely, like weeping every time I get off a bus.
I thank the bus driver whenever I get off a bus, to be fair.
I had a friend who ordered a weekly savory with cheese over in a bus. That was the best best thing he ever did.
No, I missed the.
Oh, he got on the bus and wanted to get a weekly ticket. And he's like, "Can I have a weekly saver with cheese, please?" But he gave him the ticket and then he got to the back of the bus and was like, "Hang on a minute." That's.
It's fucking incredible.
It's amazing.
did they mean to do that or?
Oh no! He just said it. He was like, "I just said that," and I was like, "Why?" He's like, "I don't know," but my brain was like, this is the right statement, and he just didn't clock until he was at the back of the bus, and I was like, "Oh my god,
that's genuinely incredible.
That's genuine like fucking accidental hell. Comedy genius. I wish I was that funny.
I wish I was that funny. I have to like work to be funny, and I'm not even very good at it.
I know. It's just like
fucking hell.
It's like if you were like learning to play the guitar and you were like doing it, people are like, hey, that's really good. And then someone just comes in and is like, anyway, here's Through the Fire and Flames, while you're just sat in the corner like an asshole playing fucking Wonderwall. Like some kind of dick.
I had a friend that could play Through the Fire and Flames on Guitar Hero on Expert without even fucking looking at the screen. Like, he was very good.
That's insane. Guitar Hero. That's not a real person. You're lying.
He is a real person. I can link you. I talk to him fairly regularly. I can link you to all his shit. I don't think he can do it now, but he used to be able to.
He's a robot, clearly. It's not possible.
It's actually physically impossible.
I remember, here's a fun history bit for the chat. From when we first started hanging out, when we were in secondary school, we used to play Rock Band.
Hell yeah, we did. Club. We played Rock Band every fucking week. It was amazing.
Yes, it was great. I was the vocalist because I couldn't do any of the other instruments because I was bad.
What did I do? Did I do drums or guitar?
I think you were guitar.
I think I did guitar.
I don't remember who was drums. I feel like James was drums.
That was where I think that game was where I started to like develop my love of rhythm games from. Like, I got good at rhythm games back in the day.
I'm bad.
I still am. Okay, should we move on?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's do that.
Death.
Coming in hot with another suggestion. It's, do I want to skip this one? I don't know if this has legs or not, so I might...
Where is it?
It's off Jedi's Paradise.
Okay.
And it's called Moss Chops. But I don't think anyone knows what Moss Chops is, because I fucking don't, because I've already closed the Jedi's Paradise page. So let's do that. Let's have a quick look. Moss Chops is a kind of dinosaur, but it's also a TV program for children. I'm just reading the chat. The best of playing Kings of Leon on Band Hero at my Christian youth club are being made to sing My Socks Are on Fire. That is genuinely amazing.
Our youth club a Christian one?
They were, but they were cool about it. They were cool about it. Like, they were cool with us saying the heck word. Yeah, they were cool with that.
Good times.
I'm still friends with one of the leaders off that on Facebook. He's currently living in Bristol.
Everybody lives in Bristol.
Joel's really great. He's got a kid. He's got a new job. I'm very happy for him.
Bristol, more like pistol.
Whoa. Hot spicy takes.
Yeah.
Should we do Moss Chop? I can give you like a fucking primer on Moss Chop.
Okay.
And then you can decide whether. So it's a story of a young dinosaur, dinosaur, who lives in a cave with his friend, and they live in like a desert. But there's plants coming, and one of the newcomers is called Flower, and it's like a sentient flower.
Okay.
And then there's a big, and then there's Mr. Ichthyosaur, who knows everything.
Okay.
He lives in a lake. And it's just like, I think they just go on adventure. And like, and again, all 70s TV programs for the youth were, let's just send these two things on an on a quote adventure and see what happens.
What if, okay, new idea.
Okay.
So we have all these characters, but they never go on an adventure. It's just the Big Lebowski, but with weird dinosaurs.
I mean, I don't hate that. I was kind of thinking we could put them in, like, the Extinction Event.
That too.
So, like, they see the meteor coming and they understand what's about to happen, but they can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Like, they just die.
There's a couple. They okay, just, so we have the Big Lebowski bit there. We have this. They have like a horrible character drama about them accepting they have to die. Or there are no dinosaurs and it's just people tweak the fuck out on acid. hanging out at a playground, and they think they're dinosaurs. Yeah, and it's just a documentary. It's an indie documentary about these people. And people are like, these guys have been here for like 20 years. They are never not on acid. We don't know where they get it from. We think they grow it somehow, but we don't know how they do that because it's a chemical.
They think they're dinosaurs that are about to die in the extinction event.
But like the whole thing is
reality.
Like, I've got an idea. No, I've got a good idea. This is a good twist, right?
Okay.
So we film this, and we film them doing it, and it goes and goes and goes and goes and goes. And at the end, they all like quote unquote die, like they all just stop. And then like, but it's never revealed until the end that it is a documentary. It's just us following them. And then at the end, it's like, yeah, so they do this every week without fail. And they've been here for 15 years.
Someone in the chat just said that moth chops is slang for a lesbian druid, and that's fucking disgusting. That's like the most viscerally disgusting image that anyone has ever put in my brain. So thank you, Chirk Me. You're a piece of shit.
How was that what I was supposed to say? I thought it was Chirk Me.
Possibly.
And they were a fan of castles.
Thank you for listening to our chat. You're valued and loved, and I love you. Thank you for being here.
Shut up!
Fuck's sake. Yeah, that's Moth Chop. There's not really a lot of legs. I kind of just wanted to have one there as like a nice like filler.
I don't know. I think a bunch of guys tweet out on acid for like a week is a pretty funny thing to watch.
Tweet out on acid. They see like a fucking like a golf ball.
What if it's just like,
whoa, that's a meteor.
What if it's just like a resupply? Like it's just like a. It's just like there's a. There's a like an 18-wheeler that goes past every Sunday as like a resupply run for a major shopping centre, and it's so loud they can hear it in the distance. They think that's it coming in.
Okay, yeah, that works. So every day they think, oh god, it's the apocalypse, and then they pass out.
Yep.
And they eat like berries, but it's really crystal meth or whatever. That's terrible. We film that and it's a terrible documentary. We just film that every week.
Yeah.
Is it a drama? Is this real or fictional people?
I think it should be real because it's amusing and sad at the same time. Which
so we have
sums
to find
us up pretty well.
We have to find three people willing to become addicted to drugs.
I got contacts. I've met people in the wars. I know what's going on.
Oh Jesus. Oh fucking hell. Could have a bus tour goes past. Yeah, we can make like a safari out of it too. There's like, this is really bad. This is actually kind of yikes now. I don't really like the idea that we're parading people around drug addicts.
Yeah.
Even if it's like people, they've like signed an affidavit to say they're allowed to do it. But, you know.
What if we just like, say it's like, how about this? We don't do that. We just like, we frame it that they're part of like a control test. And they're just, it's just regular people. They're like, we just want you to do acid for a week. And then you just go about
just
your
want
lives.
You to do acid for a while.
And then if we just have, we just like sit, we just get random people like, hey, guys, come have a look at this. Ha! That's it. They think they're going to die. And then that's it. That's the end of it.
Okay, cool.
It's just a local attraction. See, we do big things all the time. We never do local attractions.
We never do like local things.
Yeah, we never do
right.
Stuff for just people who want to just go around the pub and check something out in a beer garden for 20 minutes. Yeah, have a pint, watch the guys on acid think they're dinosaurs.
They think that this fucking encyclopedia is called Mr. Ichthyosaur and it's a magic dinosaur that knows everything.
Welcome to the King's Arms. There's some fucking weirdos in a garden. It's a pint of fucking Strongbow.
Welcome to the Swan and Peter. We've got some weird shit in here. We've got a washing machine in the middle of the pub. Why not? Also, this guy thinks he's a dinosaur.
I'm sorry, but Derbdale has just greeted us in the customary greeting of the North, so I've got to reply in kind. Hey up. There you go.
Hello, Dibdale. Welcome to the chat. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the chat. Welcome to this weird shit.
I hope you're all enjoying yourselves, by the way, because, like, we were very worried about doing this show.
This is actually pretty fun. I like this.
This is going quite well. This is going tremendously well.
Why would you say that?
I don't know.
Why? I said I enjoyed it, not it was going well, you fucking idiot.
I mean, I'm enjoying it, but it's also going well. Okay, Jay, have you got any more you want to do?
The only other suggestion I had was Finding Nemo, but I feel like we've done it before.
That could work. I mean,
I swear we did it.
I mean, we probably did, actually. That sounds like the kind of thing. Chat, any TOTC historians in the chat? Did we do it already?
Owen, come over here. Come away from the conference call with the chat.
Oh, sorry. So we need to go over. Okay, we're going over here. Okay.
What if we just pretend that we didn't do it? These idiots aren't going to know.
We can't do that, though. Yeah, we can't do it, though.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because
no,
they
we can't.
No, because they're smart people. They're giving us money.
They listen to this podcast.
Yeah, but, like, even so, they listen to this podcast. It's like a good choice. That means they're putting food in my belly and I'm very fat, so I want to respect them and their viewing choices.
That's true, but, like, they're already dumb.
Okay, this bit's going nowhere. I'm going back to the thing.
Okay.
that didn't go nowhere. That's an example of the kind of bit we would normally cut.
Hey! What if we just did the sequel? Even if we've done the first one, we haven't done the sequel. I haven't seen the sequel. Did the sequel even come out?
I haven't seen the sequel. There is a sequel. Didn't watch it.
Finding Dory. They don't find her. She died.
Finding Dory. Dory's a corpse now. She's in a shark tummy.
That terrifying char from the first one just dove into the water, became the thing from Shape of Water, and just hunted down all the fish that escaped from her. And it's like No Country for Old Men situation with a tiny girl in braces.
That's actually kind of amazing. So Darla from Finding Nemo, she fucking jumps into the ocean, becomes a leviathan.
She becomes like a deep one, a Lovecraftian horror, just hanging out like, hey.
Well, that's most of the fish. We are Lovecraftian horrors, right?
Yeah, sure.
Like,
there's some Lovecraft. It's like looking into a mirror, except the mirror is like the bottom of the ocean, and they're the Lovecraftian horrors, and they see the opposite.
And we consume, and so she goes into the ocean. She consumes all the fish. She starts with that fucking scarred up one. And then the starfish. And then eventually, like, you know, Nemo and he dad are, like, hiding in their anemone. There we go. They're hiding in there. And then they get ate by Darla and her big grabby hands. And she's like, fishy! And then eats him. And then that's terrifying. I mean, the final shot of the film is like a macro shot of Nemo traveling down her gullet into her belly.
Yeah. And then it zooms out and you see the earth about to be consumed by Yogg-Sothoth.
Oh shit. And it turns out we were the fish all along.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually Yogg-Sothoth. Turns out it's just me and Owen.
We are Yogg-Sothoth.
Yeah, we just eat the earth, which is a skittle, and we're like, this is some meta ass shit, and then the film ends.
I don't how many other films can you say put the producers in at the end to eat the world? Oh god.
No.
None of them. None of the films.
I'd watch a film where the main character just leaves and just tries to kill the producers because of a really bad plot choice.
So it's Finding Nemo. Nemo is, like, sick of our shit. He grows legs. He, like, evolves to grow legs. Come at us with a baseball bat and finds you and I and beats us up.
Yeah, but he can't because he's a fish. So we're like, oh, there's a fish. We should put it back in the river. We put it in the seven because we're idiots and he dies.
Yeah, get back in the river. I'll put him in the weir. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, he's I think if you put anybody in the seven, they're probably going to die of some disease.
You fucking know it.
Yep. My mum used to jump off the Severn Bridge not the Severn Bridge. What's the one that's by the fucking boathouse?
I know the bridge you're on about, the green one. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
This is like the most local knowledge. Like,
that's also exactly. Get hit by a shopping trolley. I'm pretty sure somebody got their toe almost cut off because they went down onto a trolley.
She gets hit by Nemo gets hit by a shopping trolley, and then he wakes up and then Ted Danson comes out and says, "Nemo, come in. We've been waiting for you." And then it turns out, Nemo, you're in the good place.
Yep. We're there, and he's like, "Holy fucking shit!" And comes on a rampage.
Wait, no. If we're there, he'll know that he's in the bad place, and that kind of ruins the plan.
It's fine.
Anyway, no. His mum used to jump off the bridge. Why would your mum do that? That river is riddled with disease and parasites.
I don't know, man. The 80s and 70s were weird.
Yeah, it was a different time. I guess.
It was a different time of people with less common sense.
I remember when it was like New Year's once, we were at the boathouse, me and my family and some other people, and like there were people jumping off that bridge. I'm like, that seems dangerous. Even then, as a child, I thought, that seems foolish, because even if you don't die from breaking your neck, think of the diseases you can catch.
One of my favourite memories of the boathouse is me and some friends going there, sat at the table hanging out, and then we didn't realise why it was so packed up until there was a massive explosion behind us. We were really concerned because we thought the bar had exploded, and we were like, oh, it's the flower show, okay, probably should have checked that shit. It was great. Pretty sure I almost hit a kid in the face because I was drunk and wildly gesturing around.
Probably.
Basically what I do anytime I drink.
You know, fuck the children, right?
Hit them.
Hit yes. them. Punch the children. Punch of the children.
I could take
Port Hill Bridge. Thank you, Dodell. It's Port Hill Bridge. Thank you. I was going to piss me off. I really hope. I hope that Dodell isn't a Shrewsbury local, and they just look that up for us. I know that isn't what happened. Yeah. I want it to be what happened.
My favorite thing about people saying shit about, like, oh, where's that in Shrewsbury? My mum, like, came up to ABBA recently and just, like, she said something. I was like, where the hell's that? She listed about four different locations. I was like, what pub is it near? And she named a pub, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know that one. She was like, it's in Coleham. I'm like, Coleham's, like, a bunch of places. Of names I don't know.
Coleham's big. There's a lot of big shit going on in Coleham.
I don't know, man.
Anyway, we're getting off topic wildly again. Let's move on, shall we?
No.
Where's my list? I had a list of talking points. Chat.
Yeah.
We're going to go to chat. Chat, you got any ideas? Give me some. Give me some suggestions, boys. This is why you're here.
Boys.
Come on, lads. Hurt
Come
me.
On.
We're not going to get any suggestions. The chat's going to be dead now.
No.
How is Shrewsbury pronounced? It's Shrewsbury. Stop. Shrewsbury.
Shrewsbury. What if we... No, that's it. We ruin Blackberry picking by replacing the Blackberries with shoes. Done it.
Hello there, friends. It's me, Owen. Just jumping in the middle to do the break episode part. Not the episode, just the break of it. Hello. How are you all doing? Please take a seat. You join me here on my own as I vibe for a few minutes about stuff. Glad you could join us. We're going to do the break. We're going to talk about some stuff. And then we're going to talk about some more stuff. And we're going to let you get back to the episode. There's still a whole lot of episodes to go. So I'm going to try and be concise. First up, then, I want to talk about Slurp. Slurp is a dessert store in Oswestry. They're fucking amazing. They have desserts. What more do you fucking want, you dingus? Get yourself a dessert in your mouth hole and enjoy yourself for this holiday season. Because why the fuck not do it? They are in Oswestry. They're on Church Street. If you mention us, you get 10% off your order. So that'd be nice for you all. I hope you all enjoy that. It's coming very soon. I'd say, why is it coming soon? It's been like that for a long time. What the fuck is wrong with me? My brain hurts. It's been a long week. So there's that, I guess. I also want to talk to you about my best friend. If you follow us on Twitter. If you follow us on Twitter, you can get a shout out on the show and be legally named my best friend for the week. Such as Matt Nagin or M Nagin on Twitter. He's written for Humor Times and This Is Robot Bart and Points in Case, Daily Squib, and he's made films. He's a busy boy, and he follows us on Twitter for some reason. So thank you, Matt, for following us and supporting our work. So I really, really, really appreciate it. Thank you. Before we go, then, I kind of wanted to talk about some programming notes and then some stuff about this particular episode. So if you were there live, you were there for my big fuck up where everything got very bad for a while. I kind of went very silent, and then the ghosts got in my recording because I was deleting some stuff. You'll find out. That's why we put the break here, because it's about here. It happens. I think I'm going to say later in the episode, or I've already said in the episode, we're not doing a break. And then I'm like, oh, here's a break. So it was necessary, unfortunately. But this is how we roll, baby. So thank you. Before we go, I wanted to let you all know that this will be our last episode for the year. It's our last official episode. Episode 50 will be our last episode for this year. We're going to go on break, spend some time with family, get some other projects out the way and done. Just go on our break. We'll be back in the new year with season 3. I will put a production diary up on my SoundCloud like I did last year at some point. So I won't wax too long about it here. I just want to let you all know that's what's going on. And we wanted to and thank you for following us for this year. I know it's been a bit of a rough one. And there's not going to be a Christmas special, which is a shame. But just the way that programming is working at the moment and the way my life is stacking up, I'm not going to have time to do it. which is unfortunate. However, we will be back in the new year. Also, there will not be, there's not going to be no content from this feed between then and now. There will be something. It's currently all in the works. We're going to sort it out soon, but it's a very special episode of the show that will be coming hopefully very soon in the new year, like the first week of it. We'll be back in like the second week, but like in the first week of it, there'll be a new episode. Would it be on brand for us to do our Christmas episode in the new year? Probably. I'm not going to do it because that's just bad optics, but it would be on brand for us. But thank you all so much for following us this year, and I hope you all enjoy the rest of this live show episode. I apologize if there's any weird sort of like moments where we take a while to look at chat and stuff. Just that I wanted to keep it as authentic as possible for the live show experience. So thank you. I'm going to let you get back to it. Have fun. Enjoy yourselves. Take care. Remember to vote. I love you all. Bye-bye now.
Oh my god, Jesus Christ, that scared the shit out of me, fuck.
We back? What happened there?
I don't know. You went quiet for a while.
My computer did a really weird thing for a bit there, that was odd.
Is your computer okay? Because it's like always broken.
No.
My computer is famously terrible, and yet I'm
to be
fine.
Fair, I did just delete some files to make room for recording space, so I think that's what it was.
Postman Pat. I think we did Postman Pat.
We're probably going to be wildly out of sync for a bit now. Let me just quickly zoom back on the chart. I'll figure it out. It's fine.
It's probably fine.
Why Epstein didn't kill himself? Epstein did not kill himself.
Corruption. There you go. Solved it.
Postman Pat. We could do Postman Pat. I don't think we've done Postman Pat yet.
I don't think we have.
Can we do Postman Pat? Derbdale has suggested Postman Pat. Thank you, Derbdale. Let's do Postman Pat, fuck it. So, how can we... Everyone knows Postman Pat, right? I don't have to like sit here and explain Postman Pat to you all. Do I?
Postman Pat. It's black and white cat.
There's
the plot.
Black and white cat. And he goes and he delivers post, and that's like, and that's it. I'm pretty sure, right?
Yep.
That's all he does. He delivers post, he's got a cat, and he's shagging Mrs. Goggins, probably.
What if... It's a No Country for Old Men situation, but with Postman
Why
Pat.
Is it always a No Country for Old Men situation with you?
I don't know. I just really want to cast Javier Bardem as Postman Pat. I just like that idea, really.
I mean, yeah.
And also, Jess is a tiger now.
Jess is a tiger. Okay, so no, let's just fix it. Okay, so he's one of those like circus performers. Like, Jess is a white tiger that he's tamed.
Yep.
And he's like a Serbian like circus boy.
Yep.
And then they go on adventures.
I would like to hear Javier Bardem doing a Serbian accent.
But Postman Pat has got terrible, crippling debt from all his gambling and drinking problems.
Yeah, but
make a yodel delivery.
But if he was a yodel,
oh, that's it. He delivers for UPS, and so he just doesn't deliver any packages. He just puts them in a fucking hedge about 2 miles.
If he was a yodel delivery driver, he just would never show up. So we can't even film it. It's honestly that's it. Postman Pat is now just a camera, just like Airplane, just standing by the door, just waiting for Yodel to show up, and then somebody coming out every now and then going like, oh, for fuck's sake.
I just want my fucking fridge. Come
and then,
on.
And then
Pat.
Yodel fucking supersonic the hedgehog fucking goes past and throws a letter out the window, and it's like embedded in your door, and you're like, oh, I missed them. I wonder how I did
like,
that.
Sorry we missed you, bud. I was in all day. I was stood in front of a door. Nah, you missed us, mate. Speaking of Sonic the Hedgehog, do you see that Sonic redesign?
Yeah.
I'm so sad about that.
Why? Because it's...
Well, on one hand, yeah, it's good, and yeah, the studio listened, and yeah, it looks like a good movie now. But on the other, I was so fucking ready to watch that fucking car crash for 90 goddamn minutes. That was going to be the highlight of my week, and now it's gone, and it's taken from me, and I never have that ever again, and I'm so upset.
Yep. That's the real thing.
So, yeah,
corporations are always... killing Owen's bonus. He can't even get to watch Sonic the Hedgehog now.
Why won't corporations pander specifically to me?
And your weird vor furry fetishes.
I don't want to fuck Sonic. I just want to watch the bad movie. That's not a bad thing. I just want to watch a bad movie once in my life.
I feel like you do want to fuck Sonic on some level.
I want to fuck a version of Sonic, potentially. You don't know.
I'm glad we have that.
People I respect listen to this stream. There's people I respect in the chat, probably.
I don't respect.
Not anymore.
I don't respect anybody in the chat. So that's fine.
Wowzers. Yep. Okay, moving swiftly on then. I think that's Potion Pat. Potion Pat's good. I like that. I like where that's at.
I can't wait for, like, if we ever do a live show, for people actually come up to us at the end and say, oh, I really like your show.
Well, like a physical
yeah,
live show.
Physical live show. And we just be like, hi, yeah, nice to meet you. And I'm just completely different. Like, on stage, I'm like, fuck you! And
then fuck you!
They come to meet me and they're like, hi, how are you? I'm like, I'm fine. Hi.
Hi, I just want you to know that you're, like, a really important influence in my life. You know, you're a really good comedian and you bring me joy. Hey, fuck you, buddy!
Fuck off!
Eat my whole ass!
Piece of shit!
Hey, fuck you!
Get out of the show!
Dodo used to respect me, so that's fine. Most people used to. So
at least that means he had respect for you at one point. You can
at
have
least
that.
That's a win. I'm counting that. So moving swiftly on then. I've got one here, and okay, I've got two we could do, and I've bundled these together because they're broadly very similar, but I think we could split them apart. I've got Card Captors, Stroke Card Captor Sakura, or Sailor Moon.
I feel like we've done those before.
Have we though? I don't know if we have.
We've definitely talked because I know you like Cardcaptor Sakura. I love Cardcaptor Sakura. I swear we've done Sailor Moon before.
My idea for Cardcaptor Sakura was let's just put them as fucking Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Oh, isn't that what it was already? I've never seen Cardcaptor Sakura.
No, it wasn't. So it was. So a small girl gets a tarot deck or something full of monsters and accidentally releases all the monsters and she has to put them back in a book. But she also, oh no, one of the boys that's helping her get the monsters is hot, and it's a shoujo romance but has action elements, which is always fun.
Interesting.
I like it. I like the English dub. I'm not crazy about the sub. Sailor Moon could be something, maybe.
I'm vaguely aware of what happened to Sailor Moon. I remember
Sailor Moon.
My favorite fact that I know about Sailor Moon is the change they did, where instead of one pair of the moon sailors
being gay, they were cousins.
Yeah, and it was super creepy and weird. I find that.
Okay. Ramona's saying we have done it before. Okay, maybe not. Isn't that just Goosebumps? You shut the fuck up. No, Card Captors is so much different than Goosebumps. It's great. It's got anime in it. The girl gets a new costume every single time. She goes out, she learns to be a better person. And she doesn't die like people do in Goosebumps. It's just a good show about a girl that learns to use magic spell cards using Yu-Gi-Oh cards to destroy evil. What is wrong with you?
What if she
just
did
Goosebumps?
Die, though?
No.
What if she did die and she's just a clone of like 100 or so that just send out?
Okay, so like what? So she releases all the cloud cards.
Like a
She releases
dick.
Wind, Rain, Shadow, Wood, Sword, Thunder, Power, Sleep.
Okay.
That's from the intro to the show.
What if? Okay, so she releases the cards.
She releases the cloud cards. Yeah,
she releases the cloud cards of Earth, Wind, Fire, and Rain, or whatever the fuck you were saying, right?
Earth, Wind, Shadow, Wood, Sword, Thunder, Power, Sleep. And she goes out to try and get them, but whenever she dies, which is a lot because she's like a child. We clone her and then we have things like, you know, oh, what does this mean? Is this even real?
Or she's part of like an extermination service or whatever, like the Monster Pound or something. She has to go get them. And she's just like a fucking 30-year-old, like haggard, recently divorced woman who's like, I have nothing better to live for.
Oh, so she's Agent Smith from Monster Musume.
But she's like just depressed all the time. She's like, ugh.
She's depressed all the time, but we do dress her up in magical girl outfits.
Yeah, so the uniform is like, we've got to maintain a happy smile because monsters are killing people. She just rocks up and the previous two pound staff are just like decapitated. She's like, oh, it's a code 4. Okay.
She puts on her magical girl outfit.
She's like, service with a smile. I wish I was still married to my husband. And then she just goes and does her job. I love this. I would watch this.
That's actually really cool.
That was actually.
I'd watch that. I'd watch the fuck out of that. That's dope.
Yeah. I'd watch less funny Monster Musume.
I'd watch less funny Monster Musume for sure. Oh, fucking hell. Asi Neko Neko Star. We did that. We did Avatar.
We did. We made it boomers.
We did it, and it was the best thing ever. Do you want to do Spaceballs? Because someone mentioned Spaceballs.
Spaceballs would be a good shout, because Spaceballs is one of my favourite movies of all time.
How can we ruin Spaceballs, then? Because I think I've not actually seen it. So you've probably...
You'd like that movie, I think.
I know. People keep telling me I'd like it, and I keep meaning to watch it.
It's very good.
Because I'm a bad person. How can we ruin Spaceballs?
Oh, that's a good question.
Spaceballs is a Star Wars parody, as far as I know, right? For anyone that isn't uninitiated,
it is Star Wars, and there's elements of other stuff like Star Trek and shit like in there as well. Yep. A lot of pop culture references for the time.
Who mentioned it? Sorry, you keep going. I'm going to try and find out who mentioned it so I can shout them out now.
I want to say NekoStar.
I want to say maybe.
Maybe.
Yes, it was. It was NekoStar. Yeah. Thank you, NekoStar.
So, like, the whole premise is, like, the princess of, I think, Duidia, I think it is.
Okay.
Is getting married, and she runs away. And then, I believe Joan Rivers plays her robot cyborg, which is great. Which is a parody of C-3PO. And then they get captured by the Spaceballs, who are trying to get the air of their planet, because they used up all their air. Mel Brooks is President Screwball of the Spaceballs. And then, I want to say Bill Pullman is Lone Star, and he drives a Winnebago in space. And he's introduced by Raise Your Hands by Bon Jovi, which is the best scene. And I know the chorus of that song so well because of that scene, because I watched it so many times.
How can we ruin it, though?
I don't know. It's a good question. We could just take out all the pop culture references and present it as, like, a really serious film, because it would not do well.
Oh, shit. I just did a very bad thing. I just accidentally deleted all the music for Think of the Children. Fuck.
What the fuck?
When I was deleting files, I accidentally deleted all the music. I have backups. It's fine.
What the fuck were you doing? Absent-mindedly, you do that?
I was deleting old...
Can you imagine if you worked for Spotify and you're like, oh, fuck. What'd you do, Tim?
I deleted all the music.
I was playing Minesweeper for the 10th time. I was just hitting delete on all the songs.
No, I deleted. I was deleting
the Jedward archives are gone.
I was deleting old recordings, and apparently that's where I keep the fucking music.
Why?
I've got backups, and I can restore them. It's fine.
Oh my god.
Okay, sorry. So we're talking about Spaceballs.
I don't even remember what we were doing.
How could we ruin Spaceballs?
I don't know, I want to do a space opera where we have to restore the fucking music to TOTC now.
I'm pressing the restore item button now. Like, chill the fuck out.
I don't know. I don't know if we can ruin Spaceballs. It's kind of similar to Airplane.
There, I fixed it. Fuck. Yeah, it's one of those... It's like one of those really good comedy movies that I don't know if you can ruin it.
Yeah. It's because, like... Because of, like, because it's one of those ones, like, it's already... The premise is already so ridiculous that the only way to do it is to make it serious and then ruin it that way, but then you've just done what the original one did anyway.
Yeah.
So you kind of just replicate what it already did.
Can you just make it Star Wars again?
What the so fuck it's like, it's... is Deadly 60? Because chat's
Deadly,
going...
Deadly 60... Chat's going crazy for Deadly 60. Deadly 60 is a wildlife documentary show, mostly aimed at children, that went around the world to try and find the 60 deadliest animals... and, like, film them and stuff.
Oh, my God.
It's like David Attenborough, but not for nerds.
I've got it. What the fuck? Shut up. piece of shit. You uncultured philistine.
I like David Attenborough. Shut the fuck up. But it's for nerds.
See, NekoStar suggested just a clip of Owen deleting everything on his computer. I think we can go above that, where it's the 60 things you could do in a social situation that will either get you killed immediately... or just completely ostracized from a group, but not like weird, terrible shit, just dumb shit that you can do. Okay. Like asking people in office, like, how do I open Minesweeper? And you're like, what the fuck? We work in an Apple Genius store. And then they just fire you. So it's just the 60 dumbest shit, the dumbly 60.
So it's like a social etiquette guide.
Yeah, basically.
The dumbly 60.
Yeah.
And also sometimes scorpions murder you.
You're just like stuff like in this episode we're going to discuss how going to the bathroom in a bar with your drink and getting piss in your beer and then still drinking it will get you immediately murdered by your friendship group.
for being a
strange piss boy.
Strange gamely piss boy that drinks piss.
Gamely piss boy that drinks piss, I am using that.
Gamely piss boy that drinks piss. Let's get that on a shirt, chat.
Yes. I know buyers, legit.
I'll put it on the store later.
Yes!
I'll put Gamely Piss Boy on the store somewhere.
Oh my god, yes. After this
podcast goes out. Oh, fucking hell. Okay then. We got any more. Lummy Boy suggested The Dark Crystal or Labyrinth.
Labyrinth
is... I don't know. The thing is about Labyrinth... it's already so fucking ridiculous. Like, what else can we do to it?
We remake it, but there's somebody way less attractive than, like, David Bowie doing the main character. And instead of having the bulge, his dick is just out.
His dick's just out all the time.
Yeah.
And everyone keeps calling attention to it, but David Bowie doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
He's just like the girl's like, why is your dick out? He's like, you have to solve my riddle 3 if you want your brother back. And like, no, put your dick away first. I'm going to retreat to my castle. Solve my riddle 3.
And then, like, the person just turns to, like, their, like, accomplice, and they're like, what the fuck is happening? And they're like, I don't know, why has he got his dick out? Like, I'm from this world and I don't know why the fuck he's got his dick out. Like, he doesn't usually have his dick out, maybe he just doesn't
Jareth,
know.
Jareth doesn't usually have his dick out like that. Yeah. Why has he got his dick out now?
Also, why is he played by Patton Oswalt instead of David Bowie now? Like, can we go back to the other one?
Actually, that's a fucking good casting choice, actually. I'd watch Patton Oswalt.
I would definitely, I love Patton Oswalt. I would watch the shit out of that. That would be amazing.
That's amazing.
Oh my god. I think he'd do it as well. That's the best part about
him. He'd do it. What else is Patton Oswalt fucking doing right now? Not a lot. Char-Char 19 suggests Crystal Maze. How can we bring Crystal Maze? Make them piss rocks for sure. That's a good start.
I've never seen Crystal Maze.
Crystal Maze. It's like Jungle Run for adults.
Oh,
That's the best way I can describe it.
Crystal
like, they
Meth.
Go in, they do. It's kind of like Fort Boyard. If you ever seen that show, it's very similar to that. Basically, like contestants go in, they get like locked in like challenge rooms, and then they have to complete a challenge. If they do, they get like a crystal. If they don't, they get locked in the room, and you have to like buy them out. And then at the end, however many crystals you have at the end of the program is how long you have in the money pit or something, and that's how, and then you can get as much money as humanly possible, I think.
What if we just do it but real, and if you get locked in the room, you're just in the room,
you just die. Yep. Yeah, and like, oh, we have to buy, oh, can we buy him out? No,
can we ruin escape rooms?
They're power crystals. You can't use a power crystal to barter. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I guess ruining escape rooms? I guess it would just be sore, wouldn't it?
Escape rooms are really fun. Like, I did an escape room when it is May visited.
Oh my god!
In like June, we did an escape room, and that was fun. One of my favorite story from that. It was me, Alfred, Ismay, and her girlfriend Brogan. We were in the escape room, and had to like put some shields on a wall, and like press them in. And we thought we got the right order, and we pressed them in, and we were like, oh, it didn't work. So we thought we'd try something else, and we got a message on the screen saying, make sure the shields are straight on the screen. And I don't know which one of us shouted this. One of us shouted, no one in here is straight. Can you help me out, please, my dude? It was very good.
I feel like you all just said it in unison.
I think it was definitely the sentiment we all echoed. How can we ruin escape rooms other than make it real, though?
Other than just do Saw. What if...
Other than just do Saw? Yeah, like, what can we...
I don't know. What if...
What if you prisoners game it and you're helping get other people get out of the room?
Sure.
I don't know where
I was going to say you're just stuck in the escape room with like a really weird person.
Oh, like an actor, and it's like,
yeah, like, but like,
I'm the escape room pervert.
Not like, yeah, like that, but like the objective of the game is that like you're told ahead of time like there's going to be somebody in the room who's like the weird one. And then you have to get to the end of the challenge, which is like a solid day of effort without either physically assaulting, getting angry, or murdering.
Oh, this could be fun. Actually, I kind of like this idea, but instead of like being just a creepy, it's like the person in your friend group you don't really like, and you didn't bring them on this excursion specifically because you know they'd be kind of a dick about it.
That would be the worst.
It's like a very social horror. So, like,
and then at the end, like, it's like, congratulations, you're on Dumbly 60. Welcome to the final round.
The whole time you're like, Dave, can you just shut the fuck up? I'm trying to decipher the runes. But Dave's too busy really obsessing over like this one like detail that you know doesn't have anything to do with it. Like, it's just a rock that's out of place because they didn't do the room good. But like, Dave's like, no guys, it's a clue, I swear it. And like, you're like, yo, wait, whatever, Dave, you do that. I'm gonna stay over here and look at the runes.
Yeah. Or he's just like distracted with like really bad takes that are just like not like bad as in like bad ethically, just bad like as in they don't make any sense. Like, he'd be like, oh, have you ever thought about like this character this way? And they're like, no, because what the fuck? But that's all he talks about the whole time, and he just spends the entire day trying to convince you that it's right, and then at the end you just beat
him. 90% like 90% of the show, like 90% of the room, he's just like talking about how much he really didn't like The Last Jedi. Like, that would piss me off. That would make me kill Dave. I'd kill a man.
If I was locked in, if especially the people I know who don't like Last Jedi, if I was locked in a room with them, I would actually like, I would, you know, the threat in The Running Man where like Arnold Schwarzenegger is like, I'm gonna reach into your stomach and break your spine. I would actually do that.
Fucking hell. Okay then. Look, have we got how much more time we got? We've been going for an hour and 15 minutes. I kind of want to go for another 20 minutes, ideally. Another 20, 25 minutes. So we've probably got time for some more.
Bold of you to assume I can last that long.
I thought stamina was... I'm not doing this joke.
what the fuck? I don't want to know.
This is a bad joke. This is not a good joke.
Moving on!
I deleted all the music, huh?
What the fuck? Why?
I don't know. Hang on, let me just test if I still got it. I'm going to just mute you real quick because this is going to bother me otherwise.
Bye.
Okay, yeah, we still got the outro music. And okay. Oh, okay. And then it's back online. See, I told you I fixed it. It's fine. Don't even worry about it.
Okay.
Have we explored Brum? We did Brum in like the first 10 episodes, I'm pretty sure. I know we've done Brum. Someone mentioned Koala Brothers in chat. Neko Neko started, and that's awakened a very deep primal memory in my brain.
What the fuck is Koala? Wait.
Yeah, you picturing it, right? So it's the two brothers who fly planes in Australia.
Oh my god! Like service.
Yeah, dude. Like, I forgot that existed till it was mentioned just now.
Holy shit.
Yeah, man. That's incredible. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Can we do it? Is that a thing we can do? What can we do to these nasty... So, they it's like these two brothers, like, I don't know what their jobs are. They do something. But they fly planes and drive vehicles. It's like outback shit. And they just do that and they help towns out. What can we do for these nasty brothers?
I don't know.
What if they start a comedy podcast?
While they're flying, so you can't hear anything over the sound of wind rushing.
Hey, welcome to Koala Brothers, the podcast. I hope you can hear us over the engines.
Yeah.
And it's just that. And
they've got the really annoying, like high-pitched, nasal Australian accent.
Careful, because we have Australians listening to the show, so please
feel bad. Yeah, but every accent in the world has that one variation of the accent that's fucking irritating. Like,
oh yeah, like
British gosh. People have received wow. I was like, I'll go like the route that makes sense. Owen's like, fuck the Welsh.
No, I'm memeing. I really don't like
the Birmingham accent.
The way that Tories talk. I don't like that. Basically. Oh. So, oh yes, we're going to cut the NHS. Like, shut the fuck up,
that's
Boris.
Just
no
Eton.
One cares. Yeah, it's the home of Wankstains. Yep. What more do you want from me here?
Yes. I hate the Cambridge accent.
Okay. Welcome to Owen and Jay's Hate Monger Hour.
We just hate on different parts of fucking England. Fucking Liverpool!
You know what? I hate Manchester. No, okay, let's move on. Chick Me's just like... shouting at me, fuck you, you don't know shit. Yeah. So what else we got? Someone mentioned the Fimbles, and that's on my list. When I was doing research, I put Fimbles on there.
What is the Fimbles? I feel like I know that.
Fimbles is oh no. I think I pissed off chat. Fimbles is Fimbles is a show about three like monsters that live in a garden and they just do shit because it's for children.
Is this monsters that they're monsters, or is this monsters because they're puppets and you hate them?
No, they're not puppets. They're like dudes in suits. Like, if you, you just look them up, look up. Why are you not looking things up? We've never not looked things up.
Because I'm worried about breaking my computer. Because I don't want to Google.
Use your phone.
I put my phone away because you were like, "Let's put our phones away, be professional."
I don't.
I'm gonna make a good podcast.
We've never made a good podcast.
Real life, seen the 50th episode, it'd be great.
We've never made a good podcast. Shut the fuck
up. Oh, chat's full of smart and interesting people. You know, fuck you.
Why the fuck is Steam? Why is Steam open now? Oh, cool. There's a Steam sale on. Nice.
The Fimbles are on Steam now.
There's a Steam sale on, so I know what I'm doing after this.
Oh, and be careful you don't delete all the fucking games from Steam somehow.
Delete all of Steam. No.
Owen's just the guy from Be Kind Rewind.
Vemus Alderaan, thank you for the suggestion. We did do Raven in our first episode, however.
It's told by Ginger. I know that show. Why do I know that show?
I don't know that show.
I swear, and I'm gonna risk it and look it up.
Okay, we're kind of bouncing around a little bit. Can we focus on Fimbles for a sec? Because I think Fimbles is very good. I kind of like the idea that the Fimbles like take children into their garden and like Fey Pixies, they steal their names and minds and hearts and brains.
Yes, like the original version of Peter Pan.
Yeah, it's like that. So like they're like,
oh, these fucking things.
Hello, children. We're the Fimbles. Yeah, we're like cuddly big hippos, but we're not. And why don't you come into our garden? Then they do, and then they like a play a game of like backgammon with the Fimbles, and then the children lose, and then the Fimbles own their soul, and they eat the flesh.
You know that like meme that's going around of like mascots eating random people?
Yeah, no, that's what?
Have you not seen that? It's like they'll have like actors, and like they'll have like the mascot for like a football team in America will be like a, I don't know, like a giant donut with a mouth.
Like a blue jay.
Yeah, yeah, and it'll just go over, and then it'll just like, they'll like grab them in the mouth, and then they'll just like pull them inside, and then they'll just like stack up inside. It's really funny. It's usually actors, I hope.
Neko Neko Star, I want you to know that when you your chat message, I read it as maybe Roly Mo coaxes them into his cock and then he eats them. Which was not def no. So yeah. Yeah, maybe Roly Mo is like I pictured Roly Mo as like a good character that's like trying to give the children backgammon advice. Like, no, you don't want to. I don't know how to play backgammon, but like, no, don't do that. And then they're like, do it. It's just a fun game between friends. And then it's not. And then they eat the child.
I like that, but I also like that eventually Roly Mo cracks because I like this idea because it says in the trivia section of Wikipedia that Roly Mo has appeared on The Weakest Link. So I like the idea that
Forgot about that! Oh, I forgot
I like the idea that he cracks and he's like, but he's like, the other two are like primal. Like, if they are like, we play the game, we will eat you. But like, Roly Mo is like low key and eventually he just can't take it anymore. He's like, maybe I should just give in. And then he's like, welcomed on to The Weakest Link. And then that's when he like snaps and he fucking. Eats everyone on the fucking. Show. I want The Weakest Link to die because that show stresses me out. Ever since the episode of Doctor Who where like, is it Anne? Does she run it? I don't know. The ginger
Anne, well, Anne Robinson. Yeah,
that's it. She just turns and pulls out a Glock and caps people.
You are The Weakest Link. Goodbye.
Bang. Brat brat brat. Pat pat.
You do realize that your chat is slower than our chat, probably.
Sure. I guess.
It is what it is, I guess.
I don't know how streaming works, guys, so blame
I don't know how streaming works. This is like, we've only done like two, I've only done like three live streams in my whole life, and this is like the longest one. Okay, that's Roly Mo. What else can we do we think? Yeah, Shiny Show, we've done that. What is As Told by Ginger? Because people are going wild for that in the chat.
Okay, As Told by Ginger, I want to say it was a cartoon.
I'm looking it up. As Told by Ginger. Oh, okay. I kind of recognise the logo.
Yeah.
Keep going. Talk about
it. It was like, I never really watched it that much, but I just remember it being on and like...
Oh, it's a Wild Thornberries.
Is that it? I googled
it. It looks like a Wild Thornberries.
It's done by the same company.
Yeah, it's done by that same...
Yeah. I remember this. And then like, she's like... I think
classic
she's like
keeper,
one of the...
Yeah, it's... Class B Q's books.
I remember her mum like always wanting to be part of like a friendship group or some shit.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It just seems like the Wild Thornberries, but not interesting. It's just like
it is kind of like that. It's like that, but like a teenage drama. And also like the more I look at this particular picture, the more terrified of this character I am.
It kind of just looks like Doug, but like not Doug.
Yep. Also, everyone's hair is like really weird.
That's common for, like, classy Q's bow.
I know, but, like this is really weird. Like, fucking... Her hair has growths on the end. Like, weird, okay. Like, droplets, like dingleberries. Does she wash her hair with shit?
So maybe she's a... Maybe she's a cryptid.
Yeah. As Told by Ginger is a biographical series about the gingerbread man who is a cryptid.
She's a cryptid. She goes and she pretends to be a normal girl. But in reality, she's a cryptid that wants to eat the souls of the innocent.
And she lives in your toilet, and she comes up, and, like, the reason why she's got dingleberries is because she eats you ass first. Which you think at first, that's pretty great, but then you're actually being consumed. You're like, oh, no.
Okay. Okay, see...
And then we rename it Ass Told by Ginger.
Ass Told by Ginger.
This is a comedy show. I'm a professional comedian.
That's very bad.
NecroStar has gone in a very weird direction where she wants to age them up and make Ginger a prostitute.
Okay, that's very season one of TOTC. Yeah. That's the kind of shit we used to do.
But now we do amazing things like Ass Told.
Now we do things like Ass Told by Ginger.
Where a cryptid eats your anus first. Akin to how I eat the dick first like a lion. I can't believe I made it this far into the episode without saying that.
I'm surprised you didn't talk about dick first.
It's really funny because Hannah, I said like, wish me luck, and Hannah was like, just remember, eat the dick first. And I was like, haha, yeah, that's a joke we do. And then we haven't done this in so long, I just completely forgot.
Oh, Jesus.
What? You said Jesus.
You're not Jesus.
You don't know that.
Okay, so yeah, we now have Ass Told by Ginger. Where she eats ass first. We're kind of going through them at like a breakneck pace. I think that's good, actually. Yeah. I think that kind of fits the live format quite well.
Yes.
Just going through things quite quickly and a little bit more loose than
NecroStar's favorite content. Season of NecroStar has taken the Reddit approach to enjoying media, which is they only like one season and then everything else is bad.
She didn't say that, but
I mean, it's heavily implied.
When are you going to start? Tyro, we are not doing ads for this for the stream. I will put them on the VOD, but probably not in the stream. Chat, you got any more? Give me some. Hurt me, chat.
Go on, throw some at me.
This is why you're here. Give me your energy.
This is what we pay you for.
When am I going to buy Schlurp? When I can be bothered to go to Oswald Street? Read never, because it's a hellscape.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't want to go there.
No offence to the denizens of Oswald Street that are in the chat.
I mean, offence, but...
I mean, yeah, some offence. Have we gone Lilo and Stitch?
No, but I have a very funny thing about Lilo and Stitch is that somebody did like a 40-second video where they just replaced Stitch's screams with Dio quotes, and it was the best shit.
I think I've seen that.
I just gets hit by a car. He's like, eerie!
Oh no, this could go one of two ways, because when we've combined JoJo's with something before, it left you wanting to laugh so hard you almost died. So we need to be careful.
I know, I really want to do it though.
No, we're doing it, but just be careful, because if you die on stream, we'll get banned. So,
oh my god! What if? No! Lilo prays for a friend, but what happens? She's just granted a stand, and it's just Dio.
Yeah. And yeah, Stitch is her stand.
No, Dio is her stand.
Oh, Dio's her stand.
In a Stitch costume.
Stitch costume.
He just rocks up and he's like, "Why am I here?"
Can you fucking imagine? This is amazing. So you know when that scene where like Lilo's like praying to the star or whatever, she's like, "Give me an angel, the best you've got," and then it cuts to fucking Stitch like calling out that spaceship, laughing. He's just like, "Zawarudo!" Oh, it's very good. Oh, my headache.
God, that's so good, though.
That's incredible.
And I think that's the best part. It's like fucking... You know that fucking, like, red-headed girl that she's, like, bullied by?
Little
Dio just
asshole.
Fucking punches her. And he's, like, 7 feet tall and built like Chris Hemsworth on, like, fucking just steroids.
Just fucking atomizes. Reduces his girl to a quantum state.
So out of the door, bang!
Cobra Bubbles is just fucking like, "Oh, we're gonna take Stitch off you." He's like, "No, fuck you! No, fuck you!" It just breaks his fucking jaw.
Like, instead of picking up the trike, he just picks up a steamroller. It's like, roller up, just smashes it.
I'm gonna die. Fuck.
Oh!
That's amazing! Holy
shit.
We
should be writing part 9 of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I don't know what the fuck Araki is doing.
Why aren't we... Japan, we single-handedly saved anime 4 times.
We are,
when are you
we
gonna
are
give
the
us
new
a
trigger.
Job?
We have saved anime so many times. Jesus Christ, hire us!
Oh
my god.
Fucking hell. Okay.
Fucking Jesus.
I've got one more on my list if you want to hear it, but I don't know if it's got any legs. I don't know if we could follow that, gonna be honest.
I don't know if we can. What is it anyway?
I got Basil Brush on here.
Oh, we've done that.
Have we?
I feel like we've done that. I feel
have
like we did
done
that.
Basil Brush?
We did that really early on. That's like quintessential British television. We must have done that.
TOTC historians. Have we done Basil Brush?
I feel like
Brush?
We did it and he was just a fox. And then he just like attacked that family.
Oh, if we haven't, that's incredible.
Did we ever do Modern Family?
I don't think we did.
We'll save that for next time, because that's we can do stuff with that.
Is Modern Family? Yeah, that's the kind of thing I kind of want to talk about when we've got an editing.
No, game. Not Modern Family. Kind of fuck. It's the one with It's the one with Zoe Wanamaker and the guy from the BT adverts. Fuck. What's it called?
Oh. Fuck. What is it?
My Family. Is it My Family?
Hang on, I'll look it up. You know one of the actresses' names, which is a good sign.
Zoe Wanamaker.
That's going to piss... My Family, yeah, it's called.
And
is it James Nesbitt?
No.
No. No, not
even close. It's the other guy. He was in...
I don't remember this program at all.
Do you not?
No.
Was it My Family? Jesus, it was on for 11 years.
Someone suggested Kim Possible, which is very good, but I think we did it, and we just made everything very gay.
Yeah,
we
did.
It was
Robert Lindsay. I think he was in My Parents Are Aliens. I don't care, but like
he was in Brambley Hedge.
I thought you were gonna say he was in Brexit. I was like, how?
He was in Brexit. I mean, we're all in Brexit.
In what capacity was he in Brexit?
We're all in Brexit. I like the slurp appreciation that's going on in chat right now. You guys do the advertising for us. I appreciate it. Robert Lindsay. I need to see a picture of this man.
Yeah, I need to see him now.
Let me see a photograph of this man. He's vaguely familiar. Yeah. He was in...
Yeah.
Yeah, I sort of know his face. I know we've done My Parents Are Aliens. I did it with Bonnie because Bonnie told a very uninteresting story about how her mother knew someone that knew the man from My Parents Are Aliens or something. And it was comedy poison. But can we do My Family? What can we even do? It's just a family sitcom. Like,
I don't know. It is a family sitcom. What if it was just like they're a British crime family?
Oh, I like that.
It's directed by Guy Ritchie. But they're like...
Okay.
But my favourite thing about it is that the guy... I never remember his name. He was in Death in Paradise and he was in the BT adverts. He's one of those people, you see him, and I think every British person just knows him, but they don't know what his name is.
It's Chris Marshall, right? Is it Chris Marshall?
Probably. That sounds familiar. Completely undoes with the point I just made. But, like, you know... He's like an idiot in that show that just like disappears and then shows back up. Mm-hmm. And I really like the idea of him just being the really weird son in the crime family who doesn't do anything. I mean, what if we just made John?
Oh,
Wick,
so he's
but
he's
like,
Fredo.
Them.
He's Fredo.
Sure.
What do you mean? Sure. Have you not seen The Godfather?
No.
Fucking hell.
Don't
you get on at me for not having seen Lord of the fucking Rings? Have you ever seen The Godfather?
I was actually about to mention you hadn't seen Lord of the Rings. As like
yeah, I'm not dunking on you, but like you don't get to dunk on me anymore. Fuck you.
I do though.
No,
you
eat my whole
you
ass.
Like being dunked on.
I like being kissed on the mouth. Anyway,
you were gonna say ass, weren't you?
No.
You're gonna say Owen. Look at me.
Have you ever seen My Hero with the weird superpower baby that could talk? You don't need to ruin it because it's already dire. But it's called My Hero. What?
My Hero.
This sounds amazing.
This sounds like the exact kind of thing we would make.
This looks like... Oh my god, what the fuck is this? So if I search My Hero, like, it's all My Hero Academia, except one screenshot of... of this. Can I put this on stream somehow? Hang on, how do I do this? Stream, make it work. How do I do it? Can I just copy on this onto the stream? Yes, look at this shit, right? This is what's appearing on when I Google My Hero. Is this familiar to any of you?
I don't know. I don't know what you're looking at. I've just got like what looks to be possibly Rule 34, which was making me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, probably definitely not that.
Yeah.
I'm going to just delete. Yeah, there you go. They've all seen it. I'm going to delete that real quick. So My Hero, what can we do with that then?
I don't know. Where is it? I'm looking at it.
So he actually, he's a shop man. He's a shop owner, right? Called George Sunday, which is already a fucking amazing name. This thing ran for 6 seasons! Fucking hell! Apologies. It ran for 6 seasons. And in it, the boy... He became a superhero called Thermo Man. But we have to say it with an Irish accent, it's Thermo Man.
Oh my god, what the fuck? I finally found it.
What is this fucking show? This looks terrible. This looks like the worst thing ever made.
It looks... Oh my god, hang on. I know that dude. What the shit? This is some weird...
How you're liking this chat? Normally I cut this out.
Oh my god! No wonder this Death in Paradise is shit now. The main character plays the lead to Death in Paradise now. This is some weird shit. This is some fucking connection shit. This show looks terrible though. We should do some weird shit with it. What if he's just like... He's like a... What's the... Hold on. He's Thermo Man, so to speak.
Well, it's Thermo Man, but it's in Irish. It's Thermo Man.
Okay. Dim-witted superhero. What if he's just really bad? But like, really bad. Like, he accidentally kills people all the time really bad.
Like, he accidentally kills people in trying to save. It's like the opposite of that Pro DZ skit where it's like the villain does helpful things, it's the hero does unhelpful things.
Yeah, or like he does shit like that. He kills loads of people, so everyone thinks he's a villain, but he doesn't get it, so he thinks he's a hero. Mm-hmm. So he just thinks he lives in a really bad society, and he's like helping people by like helping them with robbing banks, and they're like, "You're the worst person. Stop doing that." And he's like, "Oh, you're a villain," and then he just like kills like a single mother who did like nothing wrong. He's just there. She's like, "What the fuck are you doing? My kid almost got down." He's like, "Fuck you, bang! You're a villain," and then fucks off. I feel like I took this down a weird rabbit hole.
Yes, this is a weird path you took us on. Okay, we kind of need to find one to end on. Someone's Charter 19 suggested Even Stevens. I don't know if that has any legs. Like, family sitcoms are really hard to do because I don't really know what we can do to them.
There's only a few directions you can take with family sitcom, because like, you know,
give them all drugs, kill one of the children, or make one of them a murderer.
Or, and that's just, like, as far as put them in a Star Wars situation.
Or put them in Star Wars, or do all of them.
Yeah. Or make it isekai, which we do to everything.
Or make it an isekai, we do that all the time. Right.
Chat, you're letting us down here. You should be thinking of good ones.
Come on, chat. Do our job for us. Come on. To be fair, there are some good ones in here that I have had to be. I really don't know how to pronounce your name. I'm so sorry. It's Wiki in a Tin? Wiki in a Tin? Is that it? I don't know. Third Rock from the Sun. Again, it's a family sitcom. It's not a bad one. It's just like, I don't know why they do it. Pajama Sam. Pajama Sam is very good. That could work. I know of it,
but I never played it.
Pajama Sam's great.
Do you remember? Because it was
the 21st night of September.
But they were. Fuck. What was that? There was another set of books. I think it was some of the same people. They were like the living.
Pajama Sam wasn't a book.
No. The company that made that game, they made another one. They were called the Book something. I don't remember what the fuck it was called. But they had this other. Like, this other game series where they had these, like, fake books of, like, ghost stories and shit. And you had to play through it, and it taught you how to read. And I remember playing one that was, like, a haunted house. But I want to do that, but, like, Stephen King.
That could work.
So you're just
make a Stephen King book a fucking children's...
Yes.
children's educational reading tool.
Yes.
Okay, that's very good. So, like, it has, like, animated characters on the screen, and, like, you know, like, Georgie went out onto the street. It was raining on the street.
Yep.
Georgie put his boat on the street. Georgie pushed his boat. It went down a sewer. An evil, spooky, bastard clown that everyone wants to fuck for some reason said, "Hello, Georgie, would you like to die?" and then ate him.
Yep.
And then you have to, like, click on all the words individually, and you have to watch the nasty animations of Pennywise eating this boy.
Yeah.
And it's what you use to teach your kids to read.
Yeah.
And as such, we create a whole new generation of psychopaths.
Yes.
Which is very good. Yeah, I like that. Fuck it. Is that the one we want to end off?
Yeah, I think that's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah. Are you all happy to end there, chat? Because, like, we're sort of barreling towards our end point here. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
That went weirdly
just
well.
Just like weird horror books as fucking reading games for children.
Yeah, it's like reading games because I have. Oh, do as a pop-up book now. That's also very good. That's also very good. Make it a pop-up book. That's tremendously good. That'd give kids some fucking nightmares, huh?
It's really funny because, like, that game I was talking about before. I remember being as a kid. No, Derbdale, I know what you're doing. No. But
oh shit, yeah, I only just saw that. Yeah. Yikes.
I mean, I was talking about Oil Willy and the Hose.
Oh, I was talking about Billy Joel dying or whatever, or like the September Billy Joel thing. Anyway, let's not kill the energy in here because we were about to like round things off. Okay, so we're gonna round things off then. Thank you all so much for coming out for our first ever live show, by the way. It was really fun to have you all here. We really enjoyed. This went really well, weirdly. If any of you like made a suggestion and we didn't do it, don't worry. I'm going to add it to the list, so we'll do it in an actual episode. So, like, if you made a suggestion, we didn't get to it. I'm sorry, but we will do it. I promise you this. You'll be credited as well. So do not fret. But I think we're going to wrap things up here a little bit. So I'm going to quickly go over the stuff we've got to go over real fast. What we got? Oh, fuck. Of all the shows to make notes for the end, this would have been the one.
Yes.
This would have been it, but I just didn't do it. If you liked our show, you can support us a number of ways. You can go over to our social media and follow us at TOTCcast. That's our Twitter. And that's how you find out about what's going on here. You can find out all our stream, all our podcast updates and things. This was really good. We might even do more of these. I don't know. Not very regularly, but we'll do them. If you follow us on Twitter, you'll get shout outs on the show as well. We won't do one for the live episode. But unless I put it in later in the edit, I don't know. If it's one in the edit, we did it, and shout out to that person, I guess. If there isn't one in the edit, I decided not to do it. So follow us over there. You can go to Facebook, search TOTCcast. That'll get us there. You can get there as well. You can go to our Discord, with the link to which is on our website, www.totcast.com, which is great. And that's all there. Before we go then, Jay, you got anything you want to plug real fast?
I'm still working on that game thing I was doing. I don't know when we'll be able to do it. Probably in January. We'll probably record it in January. Then I've got to learn how to edit audio, and also we're trying to work on a theme song, which may be bad.
Yeah.
I hope it's good. I think it's going to be good. But the person who's making it has convinced me that they're going to be bad at it, but I disagree intently.
Follow Jay on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
For updates.
Yeah.
You can see his Twitter handle currently on the screen.
Yes. As soon as I get any updates on that front, but most of us are super, super busy.
Yeah, I know, right? It's a busy time.
So hopefully soon.
Before we go, then, I'm going to quickly just plug our Patreon, patreon.com/TOTCcast. You can support us, helps us buy new equipment for the show. You'll get shout-outs and things as well. And join our esteemed patrons, Jelly, Sarah Meaden, and Ramona, who I guarantee you are in the chat right now. I want to say to you especially, thank you all so fucking much. Your support over the last year and a bit has been tremendous. And all of you, even if you don't donate to our Patreon, thank you for coming out tonight. It really means a lot to us. I know it's not like a massive stream, but the fact that anyone's watching this at all is kind of amazing.
Yeah, it's super nice. And even though there's a lot of people, it's very intimate.
Yeah, it's real good. So thank you all for coming out. We really do mean that. It's been 50 episodes, man. Fuck, that's a lot. I didn't think we'd get this far, gonna be honest.
Yeah.
But yeah, I won't soliloquize too much. I'll do that in the yearly update, which is going out in about 3 months or so now. So I think that's about everything then. Once again, thank you all for coming out. Jay, there's enough time for you to give quick a word from our sponsor.
Oh fuck, I forgot we do that shit.
Yeah, give quick a word from our sponsor. I'm gonna queue up the music real fast.
Oh, I got it,
to close us out. So
hey,
I don't know how well this music transition will work, but we'll figure it out.
Hey, so you may be thinking, man, I wish I was good at file management. Maybe you're a boomer. Maybe you're Owen Piper. Sometimes we just lose files. And that's why We're Not Dumb Fuck Idiots Incorporated is here to help you with maintaining your file integrity and not being a dumb fucking idiot and deleting all your goddamn music and not separating important different types of files like a fucking idiot. I don't know why when I'm doing this I'm looking into the corner of my room as if there's something there, like that's the audience I'm talking to.
Oh, actually, that's someone's made a very good point in the chat. For the 50th, can you do us one more problem?
Parting advice.
Do your sponsorship and then do parting advice, because I think like it's the last episode. It's like not the last. Why do I keep saying it's the last episode? It's not. What?
It will be for you.
Oh, thanks, baby.
But yeah. if you want to not be an idiot, boomer ass, stupid fucking dip fuck shit boy and delete your fucking music,
all right,
don't be Owen Piper, and also call us at our number.
Go to www.don'tbeowenpiper.com to learn how you not be me.
Yes.
You got any parting advice then, Jay, real quick?
Yeah, don't delete your music like a fucking asshole.
Don't delete your music like a fucking asshole. My name has been Owen Piper.
My name will not be said, and also my life fees are way higher, so it's actually $40,000.
You've been listening to Think of the Children. We got it in one. Thank you so much for listening, and take care of yourselves. Bye-bye now. Sorry, I had you muted while we were playing the music.
That's alright.
That went tremendously
that
fucking
well.
That
was really fucking fun, my dude.
Yeah, man, that went so well. I'm proud of us. That went really well. I'm happy
also
with
proud.
Us. Ah, that was good.
That was nice.
Ah, that was real nice. Yeah. I definitely want to do more of those.
Yes,
like me too. Milestone episodes. I think we'll do live now.
Yeah,
that was fun.
I feel accomplished. Fuck.
I feel very accomplished. I'm going to go have the biggest nut of my life.
Yeah, same, dude.
Yeah, dude. Fuck. Can you send me your audio soon as? Because I'm going to probably try and get it up tonight.
Yeah.
Just then it's out. Then it's.
I should
out,
probably
then
stop recording, huh?
Yeah, probably same.
Drink up the wine. That's fine.